In January, there was an unusual lineup of planets at one place in the zodiac that included the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto. Since then, they've all moved on. But due to the varying speeds of the planets in their orbits, it will appear to us that they all make a retrograde or backward motion, which will result in another meeting of planets in the same degree of the zodiac as in January, only the players will be slightly different. This time, it will only be Pluto and Jupiter. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, this might seem like a lot to hold on to, but maybe current circumstances allow for spending more time than usual thinking about such things. Pluto was demoted from full planet status years ago, but it's still interpreted astrologically, and true to its being named for the ancient god of the underworld, Pluto usually means deep transformation, the kind that can be experienced first as a breaking down that's then followed up by regeneration and renewal. So when Pluto met Saturn in January, it was a signal for an inevitable transformation of some old, outmoded way of being. Saturn represents the past. This week, Pluto will make a meeting with Jupiter, the first of three such meetings. Jupiter is a bringer of benefits, providing it's for the good of the whole, and when Jupiter and Pluto come together, it can be a time of massive social regeneration. Jupiter and Pluto will meet this Saturday, April 4th, then again in June when they're both retrograde, and then once more in November when they'll come together at the same degree of the zodiac where Pluto met Saturn in January. Now, both Jupiter and Saturn are visible in the morning sky this week, though Pluto is not, as though knowing that there's more power in operating from behind the scenes than out in the open. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.